I've been thinking a lot about Ebola recently. I read all the news about it. It is a horrible, fascinating epidemic. There are thousands dead in West Africa. And I guess I've been a little surprised at how little action I see around this terrible disaster.
Yeah, it's in all of the newspapers, on all of our radio programs, and yet no one has texted me with, donate to Ebola relief, send this code back.
There's no big benefit concert with Elton John, Lady Gaga, John Legend singing for Ebola.
No huge Twitter campaign. Hashtag stop Ebola.
I called up some charitable organizations that deal with disasters, and they say, yeah, there has not been a lot of money coming in to help with Ebola.
We all remember the big fundraising campaigns after huge disasters, but listen to these numbers. When there was an earthquake in Haiti, $1.4 billion came into charities. The tsunami 10 years ago that hit Indonesia raised $1.6 billion. But when something like Ebola happens, so far people have been looking the other way.
Clearly, the problem with raising money for Ebola is not the severity of the disaster, because Ebola is horrible. It is scary and wretched and miserable. It is gross. You're in terrible pain. You bleed from everywhere and you die quickly. The people on the ground there, it's mostly Doctors Without Borders, they are overwhelmed.
Which is what amazes me, right? These supplies, these people, the money needed to do all these things has not yet shown up in West Africa. And without all these things, without the money, without the supplies, without the people, the situation's getting worse.
So how do you get people to give in this situation? Like, this is something that charities are thinking about all the time. Yeah, the CDC just released this remarkable number. They said if nothing is done to slow down Ebola, 1.4 million people will be infected with this disease. In January, 1.4 million people. That is very scary.
Yeah, it's a shocking number. Like, I actually had to read it a couple of times when it came out to say, like, wait a minute, 1.4 million people? Now, they do say this is a worst case scenario. And it is an unlikely scenario. It is assuming that absolutely nothing is done in West Africa. And so it is a little unlikely because the United States government has already pledged hundreds of millions of dollars. It is sending troops to Liberia. The UN is talking about how they can send additional help. And the 1.4 million was calculated assuming that nothing whatsoever would be done.
But the 1.4 million number is making headlines. It's a shocking number, and maybe it's supposed to be shocking. It's essentially saying, hey, the telethon thing that you might get around to throwing next year if this keeps getting worse and worse and worse when things are terrible, you might want to try that now before it gets much worse.